You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Let us observe the modern American. It's a creature blessed with freedoms literally undreamt of by kings throughout history, yet perpetually convinced they're living under tyranny because Starbucks spelled their name wrong. It's all very sad. It's all very sad. Somewhere between the serfs of medieval England and the comment section of TikTok, we lost perspective. We lost the script. And brother, sister, America has plenty of perspective to lose. When you look back across the vast course of human history, all the different experiences, all of our mothers and fathers and great-grandmothers and great-great-great-great-grandfathers that came before us, the reality is that most every human being, talk about 1%. Most every human being, the 99.9% of human beings that have ever walked the face of the earth, lived under a boot. For 95% of human history, your life was not your own. Kings, queens, emperors, rulers who didn't ask your opinion and did not want it. You're familiar with feudalism? Well, you were born a serf, and you know what happened when you were born a serf? You died a serf. Those people get to own property? They get to accumulate stuff? No. Did they have autonomy? Did all these other human beings have autonomy over their day, their time, their attention, their thinking, their expression? No. Do these people have privacy? No. Did these people enjoy rights? Absolutely not. 1,000 years ago, the king could sleep with your wife on your wedding night. Today, people throw rallies because they can't park close enough to their Whole Foods. What I'm talking about is American privilege. And it's important to think about what American privilege is, not to use it as a weapon, not to use it as a guilt trip, and certainly not as a hammer to silence people, but to look at American perspective, or rather American privilege, as exactly what it is, which is perspective. Because real American privilege includes freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to keep and bear arms, freedom to protest, freedom to start a business, freedom to fail at that business, freedom to try again, freedom to leave your marriage, freedom to live on the street if you want, and freedom to say the dumbest possible thing on social media without being dragged to a dungeon, which is happening all over the place right now. So that's what American privilege is. It's not superiority. It's not hierarchy. It's being fortunate. You and I are so fortunate to have been born on this patch of dirt during this time. We are fortunate. You can think about it as lucky. But I imagine your parents or somebody in your family worked really hard so that you have the ability to be here now, to enjoy American privilege, to be grateful for that American privilege, and to actually act like it. How did it get hijacked, this term privilege? It stopped being gratitude and it became a cudgel, a rhetorical blade that people used and use to shame, to silence, to diminish.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's bad now to be the other in your sexual preferences. It's bad now to be the other when it comes to gender. It's bad now to be the other when it comes to the certain pigment of your skin. It's bad now to be rich, or is it bad to be poor? Is it good to be masculine, or is that bad? Is success good, or is success bad? Should I have the ability to express myself, or do I need to get approval first before I can speak on a topic? What are we talking about? In this country, our country, which is built on freedom of speech, we've somehow decided the best way to show our gratitude is to tell half the country to shut the hell up. Awesome. Superhuman. So there's this paradox. There is this paradox which we are observing in real time, where you've got a lot of people, an observable number of people. And then recently I just read that 40% of women under the age of, I think, from 25 to 40 or something like that, want to leave the United States, and 20% of men want to leave the United States. Well, I tell you what, brothers and sisters, as you threaten to leave, the rest of the human beings living on planet Earth right now are trying their darndest to get here. Figure that out. Figure that out. The people feeling so guilty about their American privilege want to leave when everybody else, all the other 700 million want to come here. It's amazing. So, never before in human history have so many people threatened to move out of a country while 8 billion other people are trying to move in. And it's this crazy blend of narcissism and total, total lack of self-awareness. It's impressive being self-obsessed and self-aware at the same time. It's like, it's like swimming in Lake Superior and being dehydrated. It's the largest body of fresh water in the world, and you're just you're water everywhere, not a drop to drink kind of thing. It's amazing to be such a narcissist and so non-self-aware. God, that's hard. Here's the deal. American privilege is a daily choice. The solution is not shaming other people. The solution is not signaling your virtue. It's not scolding our country or our citizens like a misbehaving child. The solution is gratitude expressed in your behavior. The best next step is to act like you're fortunate, to act with gratitude, to act like you know you've hit the cosmic lottery, which you have, to act like you understand what 99% of human beings who've ever lived did not get to enjoy. Act like an American, because you are. So, here's American privilege in one sentence. You have the freedom to complain about everything, which is exactly how you know you're privileged. The miracle of America isn't that we're perfect. It's that we're free enough to argue about how imperfect we are. It's good. Be grateful. Recognize your unique position. Not right now. This requires you to see past the bridge of your nose and to look around like, oh, wow, we've got it pretty good. Let that sink in. And then do your part by doing your best.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.